keep going back and looking at the pricing of a different energy, right? And so I'm looking up the propane. You know, the problem is some of these pricing, I don't understand why some of these pricing, they're not current. They're not. You know, if you go look up residential propane prices, they're current through like, you know, a month ago, some of them. It's weird. Let's see here. I'm looking for different propane price because I'm going to tell you the average price across the U.S. right now, $2.60 a gallon. That's as of the first week of October, right? And that means that the price of heating your home is going to be pricey. It's $2.40 is the price in Michigan as of October 4th. It's $2.40, and if you look historically, we're not at the highest points yet, but we are higher than we have been since a spike in 2014. So propane today in Michigan, higher than it's been since a spike in 2014. When Donald Trump was in office, the prices were under control. It got to $3.66 in February of 2014, but since that time, it's run $2.11, $1.93, you know, heck. March of 2020 was $1.66. And that wasn't some anomaly because if you go back to 2015, it was $1.60. So in March of last year, $1.66 for propane. October of last, 1 year ago, $1.57. And then it went up steadily through the winter, as it does, and finished at $2.02. Went up almost 50 cents a gallon. So if we start at $2.40, we're going to be at $3, maybe higher. Maybe higher because, let me point out, in the winter of 2013 and 14, that really cold winter we had, it jumped $1.50 a gallon during that period of time. So I'm telling you this. We use more propane than any other state when it comes to heating homes. If you heat your home on propane, hopefully you're filled. Hopefully you're in good shape, you're in filled, because it's quite common to see it jump 50 cents a gallon during the course of the winter. I mean, that I can go back to 2002 and 2015, and I can look at all sorts of times when it's jumped that much. In average winters, like 2016, it went up 40 cents a gallon. Easy stuff, right? So you know that it's going to go up. And it's already jumped from where we were a year ago to where we are today is almost a dollar higher. Almost a dollar higher than it was a year ago per gallon at the same time, right? So that's got to be concerning. $1.58 to $2.40. 72 cents, to be accurate. 72 cents higher than it's been in that time. Excuse me, 82 cents. Higher than it was a year ago, right now. And so if you add on another, you know, 50, 60 cents, you're $1.30, $1.40 higher. How many gallons do you go through in a winter? So you couple that with the more money you're paying at the gas pump. You couple that with the fact that shipping prices are higher because of all the fuel and energy increases, because we've gone from being energy independent to energy dependent again, begging the Saudi Arabians to produce more oil, which isn't happening, by the way. Putting us all in a bad situation. We're all beholden to the energy, right? We're all beholden to the energy. Let's see. Brent crude is up 84 and a quarter now. 84 and a quarter as of 10 minutes ago. Basic crude oil, it's all above $80. Louisiana, 82.15. Bonnie Light, 82.45. OPEC, 82.37. Oil. It's going to, the cost of energy was coming down. We were energy independent. And in 9 months' time, reckless policies, bad policies, have brought us back to a place where we are begging other countries to make sure that we don't go dark or get cold. And we're bulldozing power plants that are in fine working order in pursuit of green new energy ideas. Now, I'm all for green new energy ideas if we have a way to get it done. Right now, we don't have enough energy to fill what we need. We don't. We don't have it. So, you have been warned right here. Been warned right here. Fact of the matter is, we don't have enough. We need more. We don't have it. I don't know how you think we're going to get there, but right now, be warned that the price increases are coming. I'm trying to help you so you be prepared. Don't get caught flat-footed. Don't say, I didn't know the price of everything was going to go through the roof. Well, it is, and it is going through the roof, and you have been warned, and you need to be focused on it, and you need to know. You do need to know, and now you do. All right? All right. I'm going to take a break here. Finally, it's demoralizing to realize we've come through the pandemic to do all of these things. Millions of us got vaccinated. All these things went on. And at the end of that effort, I feel like we're getting swatted on the end of the nose with a roll-up newspaper like a dog that made a mess on the floor because we get hit with higher prices and inflation and all these problems. It's demoralizing. We can do better. I'll be right back. It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight. Because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the Great American Story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.